This outpouring is a Mary revival, not a Martha. I know that many of you who are get it done minded, whether male or female, have felt marginalized through the years when you would read or hear the message on Mary and Martha. For Mary sat at my feet when it looked as if she should have been doing things. And her sister, who was doing things for the right reasons, could not see because of her busyness, because of the busyness of her mind, and because things needed to be done. She could not see that Mary, her sister, who was sitting at the feet of Jesus, was, as I said, choosing the better, which was to be in my presence. And many of you will say, but what will happen? What will happen to all of the things that needs to be done? I will take care of them. If you choose first and foremost, as I said, Martha, Martha, you are cumbered about with many things. But Mary has chosen the greater, and that is to sit at my feet. Yet arguments will continue. But what about, what about, what about? You've never gone to the place, or maybe still struggling with the place, to let go. I'll give you wisdom, I'll give you instruction, I'll give you guidance. But you must first choose the greater, which is to sit at my feet. This is me now. I'm laughing because I hear what he's saying. Macarese dieto. Bejarote diasoto. What about the preparation of the meal? What about the things that needs to be done? That was the context of the setting, saith the Lord. What about things that need to be done? I, as the Lord of the church, would speak on this wise. If nothing would have been done that day, if no meal had been prepared, I would have stood up in defense of both Martha and Mary. I would have declared it a fast. I would have provided, as I provided, if necessary, with the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. Know this, that presence trumps busyness, saith the Lord. Busyness will not bring in presence, but presence will solve your busyness, says the Spirit of the Lord. Mahati e kala sote kere sitialo. Vendi eske la close de diata la crasata. As I loved Martha, so I love you. Martha, if you could have seen the days ahead after her salvation and her baptism, I testify to you beyond what you can even know by history or word, that she went on to be a woman of great presence. Equaling that of her sister. But my church must be a Mary. This is an outpouring of presence, says the Lord. Makaros ekeristete.